system.
The Labor Party
stepped over the line.
They'll be silent.
Federal Politics with Dennis Shanahan.
On Radio 2UE.
Here he is. G'day there, Dennis.
G'day, fellas.
Hello, Dennis.
Now, Dennis, first question this morning I have to ask you, and it's been the narrative on the news, and they've been running it as one of the lead stories on our news, and it is that Malcolm Turnbull and Julie Bishop were approached to challenge Tony Abbott for the leadership, but they both declined. Is that true, or is it another media beat-up?
Look, it's possible somebody approached them. There has been a lot of talk amongst some of the disgruntled backbenchers.
But it's being run as a lead story.
Yes, yes. I haven't written that. There was some chatter yesterday afternoon that I heard about. But look, I'm not going to say the story's right or wrong. I think that what you have to do is make a judgment about who was making the approach. And, of course, the point being that both of them turned it down. There is a difference with all of these leadership stories as to who's actually making the approach. After all, when Julia Gillard was finally removed by Kevin Rudd, it was Bill Shorten who made the crucial step, a senior cabinet minister, not any number of backbenchers who'd been campaigning to get rid of her for quite some time. So backbenchers can go around, they can approach people, they can suggest dream teams, they can do all of this, and I've written about the dream teams. Yes, people are talking about dream teams. They're talking about Julie Bishop as leader and Malcolm Turnbull as deputy. But neither of them are promoting this, and this is the key. Neither are senior people within the cabinet.
Dennis, it is absolutely against Liberal policy as well, isn't it? I can't recall, and I've researched it during the week, I've tried to find out somewhere along the line, cannot recall ever, not once, ever, a Liberal leader being overthrown while they were in government. Not once. Can you give us an example of once it happening in history?
Well, John Gorton was removed.
He was.
Yeah, and also, Dennis, it doesn't mean it can't happen. Look, they threw out Kevin Rudd, who was Australia's most populous prime minister. I mean, because it didn't happen in the past doesn't mean it can't happen now.
And I've made this point today, Tony Abbott has talked about the fact that, I'll look at the disaster that was for Labor when they removed Kevin Rudd and then Julia Gillard. He's also pointed to the fact that in Victoria, it was very bad when the Victorian Liberals removed Baillieu. And yet, in New South Wales, where there was an inadvertent change of leadership, Mike Baird is doing very well and has invigorated the Liberal vote.
Yeah. All right, now, just a point I'd like to make here is that I believe these knighthood things are... they got to go. I don't care whether you're giving it to Prince Philip or somebody else. It doesn't matter. And what's quite clear, Australia has changed in the last 30 years. I think they gave one of these gongs to Prince Charles or something about 30 years ago. Nobody batted an eyelid. Even Bill Shorten's mother-in-law got one the other year. But Australia has changed. I think it was almost unanimous. People just went, what, when they heard about it on Australia Day. And it's become a lightning rod for everybody's unhappiness with what's going on in government. That's on both sides of the fence. Most people are unhappy with what's happening in Australia. But to be quite honest, Dennis, we have big problems in this country, much bigger than the knighthood business, that's not being addressed. However, I'm really pleased to say I'm hearing that he's going to drop that paid parental leave scheme.
I agree with all of that. I think that what there is within the government and within the Labor Party as well, and generally within the electorate, there is a frustration. Yes, they're unhappy, but there's this frustration, and particularly on the Liberal backbench, they've got the frustration that they think, we actually defeated Kevin Rudd, we got back into power early, and yet we don't seem to have been able to go too far. And, of course, Tony Abbott points to the carbon tax and the mining tax and stopping the boats, all big promises that have been met. But there is a frustration that we're not going further. There is a fear because of the global situation. There, as you say, there are real challenges we are facing.
Yeah.
And I think that the the world growth projections from the OECD and the IMF next month, which is only tomorrow, they will actually downgrade world growth forecast.
Yeah, look, Dennis, part of this problem, and Paul and I were having a chat about it really early in the morning, and Paul gave the response that a lot of people say. What I'm saying here is, with the Senate, we have a country that needs to be run properly, and we've got, and I'm asking the question, how much of the fault here rests with the Australian people? Because people are voting for bloody motorist parties and people like that when we've got a country to run. And Paul said, as a lot of people would, it's democracy. Well, yes, it is, but democracy doesn't have to be like that. We can still fix the voting system. It's the voting system that's the problem.
There's an element of both. I think that people are perfectly entitled to vote for any party or any person who runs, and we should have as many people and as many parties able to run.
Yes, but Dennis, we should change the system.
And I think that here you're right, because the system was abused. We know that micro parties were created not because of any particular interest in a particular cause, but because they just wanted to create a large number of parties which could then change and exchange their preferences and build someone into Parliament. And that is what happened. And that's why we have these micro parties. We've got the PUP Party, the Palmer United Party, which is now split up. Jackie Lambie's gone her way. And it is the most fractious and difficult to deal with Senate since Federation. And yes, we do have to change the system, but in the meantime, we have to actually live with this, and we also have to realise that it's not entirely anybody's fault. It's not entirely Bill Shorten's fault. It's not entirely Tony Abbott's fault, and it's not entirely the people's fault.
Yeah. Okay, before we move on, I just want to clear one thing up. You said that Gorton, there was a drama there. He's the one who voted himself out, wasn't he?
he lost. Well, it was a tied ballot.
And he decided to go.
He didn't have much choice. Right. He didn't have much choice.
It's very, of course, until Kevin Rudd was removed, the Labor Party had been removed.
Yeah. Hey, Dennis, now getting on to this Peter Credlin, who's Tony Abbott's chief of staff, your boss, the dreaded Rupert Murdoch, bought into it and said that she has to go. Now, that creates an enormous problem for Tony Abbott, because if he wants to sack her, and he does, the left of politics will be saying, we told you, he's doing Rupert Murdoch's bidding.
Well, that's exactly right. And let me hear, or I always declare, of course, I work for the Australian.
Oh, we know you work for the Australian, but you know my point, don't you?
He's damned if he doesn't. I always do that, though. I'm particular about that. The point is that Rupert Murdoch's intervention has made it impossible for Tony Abbott to act one way or the other. And the thing is that people who had been highly critical of Peter Credlin, people who had been calling for her to go, have all of a sudden changed their tune and said, no, they can't do it because this evil media mogul has called on her to be sacked. And so Rupert Murdoch has probably inadvertently ensured that Peter Credlin will not be sacked and will probably not resign.
He might have saved a job.
He's probably done that. Now, a little bit of bright news for the Abbott government this week, probably the only ray of sunshine we've seen in a while. The High Court upheld the Abbott government's legal authority to detain the 157 asylum seekers on a custom ship which they sent to Manus Island. They've said that that's perfectly legal to do so.
Yes, so this is unlike Julia Gillard, who was dealt a couple of blows by the High Court. The Abbott government's policies have been reinforced by the High Court, and this will reduce a lot of the legal pressure. It clears a lot of the doubt because we know that whenever anything happens, as was the case with these people who were put on board a custom ship at sea, there's then all sorts of legal challenges, whether they have rights and so forth. So it is, and of course they do have rights, but particular rights, and this has cleared that up. So on this front, and